Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive with us.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Today, we're going to be doing things a little bit different.
Ooh, different how?
Well, we're not really diving into a specific topic.
Okay.
But instead, we're diving into a person.
Interesting.
Using their online presence as a guide. And we're going to be talking about Christopher DeVries.
Christopher DeVries. Okay, I know the name, but remind me.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners will know him from his websites, two websites specifically, Idle Star Astronomer.
Okay.
And Unnecessary. And I love those two names, by the way.
I like them. They're catchy.
So the idea is to kind of treat this like a puzzle, right? We're going to try to figure out, who is Christopher DeVries?
Yeah.
What makes him tick? What can we learn from him? Just by kind of looking at the digital footprints that he's left out there on the internet.
It's amazing, isn't it, how much you can learn about a person just by looking at the stuff they put online.
It's true. You can go down some serious rabbit holes.
Yes, you can.
So let's start with the basics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of his websites have these about sections.
Yeah.
And they're really interesting because they paint very different pictures of who he is.
Oh. Okay, so we have some conflicting information right from the get-go.
I don't know if it's conflicting so much as it's just, you know, on the Idle Star Astronomer website, he's very much like, I'm an astronomer turned programmer. I love fixing things when they're broken.
Right, practical.
Right, very like, you know, here are the problems, I solve them.
Yep.
But then you go over to Unnecessary, and it's just this explosion of like, you know, lifeguard, camp counselor, aerospace engineer, barista, photoluminescent designer.
Oh, wow.
Like, it just goes on and on.
So many different things.
Like, he's lived like 12 lives already.
That's amazing.
And it really makes you wonder, how did he go from gazing at the stars, you know, to like making stuff glow in the dark?
That's quite the pivot. Yeah,
yeah, it's a very interesting journey. I think that's what makes this deep dive so intriguing. Is that we're trying to find those connections.
Right, the common thread.
Yeah, the common thread between all these seemingly disparate experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of clues, did you notice the name of one of his websites? Unnecessary.
Yeah, like he's leaning into that, right? Like he's owning it.
It's like he's almost like making fun of like our obsession with like what's useful, what's practical.
Yeah, yeah, like challenging our assumptions.
Exactly. So before we get too deep into like the philosophical implications of unnecessary technology, let's go back to Idle Star Astronomer.
Okay.
And talk a little bit about his more, you know, technical side, because his blog is full of just fascinating stuff.
Okay.
Especially if you're into like cloud platforms, Docker, Python, cybersecurity, that kind of thing.
It's funny you should say that, because when I was looking at his blog, that's the stuff that jumped out at me.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy clearly knows his way around a server.
He does. And, you know, we should probably pause here for a second and acknowledge that, you know, not everyone listening may be like super fluent in tech speak.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to lose anybody.
So maybe like super quick ELI5 on some of these terms. Like, what exactly is Docker? Why do we need it? Why should our listeners care?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Think of Docker as like a way to package up software so it can run on any computer without any issues, like a little virtual shipping container. It makes sure your goods arrive intact no matter where they're going.
Okay.
And this is huge in the tech world because it makes developing and deploying software so much easier.
Makes sense.
And it makes things more reliable too.
So like a little efficiency booster for the tech world.
Exactly. And Christopher DeVries is all about efficiency, at least on that website.
He is. But what I find really fascinating is that, you know, he's obviously deep into all this like high level tech stuff, but he keeps coming back to this thing called AuthHub.
AuthHub, yeah.
Yeah, he's got multiple blog posts on it, and he even has like a whole section of his website dedicated to it.
Yeah, you can tell he's really passionate about this.
Yeah, so for those of us who, you know, aren't necessarily cybersecurity experts,
right?
What is AuthHub and why should we care about it?
So in a nutshell, AuthHub is an authentication system. You know, like those login screens you see everywhere online.
Oh, yeah.
But what makes Christopher DeVries' approach so interesting is that he's really obsessed with making authentication both super secure and easy to use, like dead simple, which is harder than it sounds, trust me.
Yeah, I imagine getting that balance right is tricky.
It is. But he seems to have figured it out. He really does.
And what I love is that even when he's writing about all this super technical stuff, he still manages to inject some personality into it.
Yeah, for sure. Like some of his blog post titles are just gold.
like adding Moxie to your servers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like, who writes about server configurations like that?
Nobody. Nobody. It's great. So good.
Or how about A Tale of Two Futures?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds more like a sci-fi novel than a tech blog post.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then there's the one Diversity Makes Us Stronger, which he actually wrote after watching the movie Hidden Figures.
Interesting.
So it's like, you know, you see these glimpses of his values shining through, even in these like technical writings.
Right. It's not just about the code with him. He's thinking about the bigger picture.
Yeah. It's like he's not just a programmer who knows how to build things.
Right.
He's also thinking about the impact of his work, you know?
Yeah. Who it benefits, how to make tech more inclusive.
Exactly.
It's really refreshing to see, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's what makes him so fascinating.
Yeah.
Is that he's got all these different facets to him.
Totally.
We've got the serious problem solver. We've got the witty writer.
The advocate.
Yeah, like he's
a multifaceted guy. Definitely. And it makes me really curious to see where he goes next.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally hooked now. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, we've explored this serious side of Christopher DeVries, but there's another side to him.
Oh.
The unnecessary side. And that's a whole other rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, lead the way. Let's go down that rabbit hole.
All right. Let's do it. So we talked about how DeVries is passionate about inclusivity and accessibility.
Yeah.
And that shows up in his technical work, too.
Right, like with AuthHub.
Yeah, by making authentication simpler, he's making tech easier for everybody to use, no matter their skill level.
Exactly. It's like a common bread, right?
Uh-huh.
This drive to make things better, more efficient, more user-friendly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which brings us to his unnecessary website.
Right, like we've been in this serious problem-solving mode.
Yeah.
And now we're about to enter the funhouse.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Like where the rules are different and unnecessary is celebrated.
It's like he's saying, hey, let's play with the stuff everyone else ignores.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like his post section is a treasure trove of wacky tech experiments.
Yeah, I was looking through that.
There's one, no language model.
Oh, yeah, that one caught my eye too.
Which I don't even know what that means.
Well, it sounds like a coding challenge, but taken to the extreme.
Yeah, like coding without code?
Maybe. Or maybe it's a commentary on the limitations of language models. Who knows?
I love it. And then there's deploying on Fly.io.
Fly.io. That's a platform for deploying apps.
Right. But the way he phrases it, deploying, it's like he's launching a mission into the digital abyss.
Yeah, very dramatic.
And then there's post.news RSS generator.
Post.news, that's a social media site, right?
Yeah, like what's he doing messing around with that?
It seems like he enjoys connecting different platforms, repurposing them.
Yeah, like a digital tinkerer.
Exactly. Always experimenting, pushing the boundaries.
Which I guess that's the key to his approach, right? This willingness to play outside the lines.
It could be, yeah. It's definitely what makes him stand out.
Oh, and then there's fading LED chain, which, what even is that?
I know, right? Like, is it art? Is it a social commentary? Is it just a cool light show?
He leaves it open to interpretation.
Yeah, like he's inviting us to join in the fun, figure it out ourselves.
It's like those open-ended art projects. No right answer, just exploration.
Exactly. So do you think there's a connection between his unnecessary work and his more practical stuff?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, like on the surface, they seem totally different.
Right. But what if the unnecessary is where the real innovation happens?
Ooh, interesting idea. Like playing with useless ideas leads to breakthroughs.
It's like those accidental scientific discoveries.
Right, like penicillin or the microwave.
Exactly. So maybe DeVries is onto something with his Institute for Unnecessary Technology.
Maybe he's showing us that there's value in approaching things from a different perspective.
Yeah, a more playful, less rigid approach.
And that leads to unexpected solutions, things other people miss.
Like it's brain cross-training.
Yeah, work out those different mental muscles, become more adaptable.
And DeVries, he's the ultimate cross-trainer.
Right, with astronomy, programming, design, all these different fields.
So going back to our original question, who is Christopher DeVries?
What have we learned about him?
Well, he's definitely not your typical tech guy.
No, he's much more than that.
He's multi-talented, multi-passionate.
A problem solver, a witty writer. An advocate.
Yeah, and he knows how to have fun, embrace the absurd.
He's comfortable in the digital world and the physical world.
Blending tech and art, practicality and playfulness.
A tinkerer, an innovator, a storyteller.
And he's shown us the value of exploring the unnecessary, stepping outside our comfort zones.
Embracing the unexpected.
Which begs the question, what's he working on now?
Yeah.
I know. Like, what is he cooking up in his digital lab? It could be anything. Knowing him and his, like, ability to connect all these different things, maybe he's, like, finally cracked the code on time travel using, like, a souped-up LED chain.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
I know. Or, like, maybe he's built a robot that writes poetry.
Oh, wow.
Based on the patterns of, like, glowing plankton.
That's very creative.
Yeah, I mean, he's an astronomer, right?
That's true.
Joe, maybe he's, like, figured out a new way to detect exoplanets using data from his unnecessary projects.
Like, proving that even the most out-there ideas can lead to real scientific discoveries.
Exactly. And I think that's a really important point, you know?
What's that?
That we tend to limit ourselves by, like, getting so hung up on what's useful or practical.
Yeah, we get stuck in those boxes.
Yeah, and DeVries, he's showing us that there's a whole world of possibilities out there if we just, like, let go of those constraints.
Right, just embrace that curiosity, that playfulness.
Exactly. And, you know, look at the internet itself.
Yeah, good point.
What started as, like, a way for researchers to share information is now, like, this massive global network that's changed everything.
Yeah, we can't imagine life without it.
Right. So who's to say what seemingly unnecessary technology will become indispensable in the future?
I love that. So it's not about creating useless things. It's about, like, opening up our minds to different possibilities.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe that useless thing will turn out to be the next big thing.
You never know.
So for our listeners who are now, like, totally intrigued by Christopher DeVries.
As they should be.
We've got links to both of his websites, Idle Star Astronomer and Unnecessary, in the show notes.
Go check them out. Get inspired.
Yeah. And maybe you'll even start your own Institute for Unnecessary Technology.
In your garage.
Yeah. And if you do, let us know. We'd love to see what you come up with.
Absolutely.
So until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring, and remember, never underestimate the power of the seemingly useless.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, as always.